This is Kerry McInerney, and you're listening to my friend Greg T. Ross on the TLP Radio Show. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas and a very safe and Happy New Year. I'd like to also let you know that I'll be bringing out some great new music in 2025, and I can't wait to bring it to the airwaves. I hope you all have a fabulous time this Christmas, and I do hope that Santa Claus spoils you rotten. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, your troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. From now on. A merry little Christmas.
Thanks, Kerry, and welcome to episode 3 of the Last Post Radio Show special Christmas episode. We've had a lot of wonderful people on episodes 1 and 2 and some bad Christmas jokes. I think we might have run out of bad Christmas jokes, which won't be a disappointment to many, but we've got some more great music and we've got some more great Christmas shout-outs from a variety of wonderful Australians. It's been a good thing to put this together, and it's only been done with the cooperation of a lot of wonderful people. So stay tuned, a bit more to come. Episode 3 of the Last Post Radio Show Christmas episode.
Hello, I'm Mary Crooks, and I'm the Executive Director of the Victorian Women's Trust. I think it's really important that you all have a great rest, that we can all rest and recover. Enjoy the festive season that lies ahead, but come back strong as citizens, as activists, as campaigners, determined that we're going to strike a better direction around the big issues that face us in this country, like the question of nuclear energy. I can't believe so far that there is no proper discussion around the issue of safety and around the environmental impacts of a nuclear industry, especially around water use in this driest inhabited continent on Earth. Best wishes.
Happy Christmas to the Last Post audience. If you or a loved one have surplus wealth, perhaps 2025 can be the year of sharing. Buy my book, Give While You Live, to see how. Best wishes, Pete Winicky.
G'day, journalist, writer and part-time beach bum, Nathan Davies here, just dialing in to wish all the readers of The Last Post a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It's been an absolute pleasure to contribute to the magazine over its lifetime, and let's hope it has many years left to run. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hello, everyone. It's Jane Carrow here. It's that crazy time of the year they call Christmas. I'm at least a third-generation atheist, but doesn't mean I don't enjoy Christmas. I do. It has no religious significance for me. But, you know, it has a lot of family attached to it, a lot of cultural stuff to it, I think. Every family has its traditions at Christmas, and mine is no different. And we are lucky enough that our Christmas Day has many generations. So I've got my parents who are 92 and 93 and still going strong. Then there's their four kids, including me, the eldest, our partners. Then there's our children, six granddaughters, never a grandson from the four of us. And then there are the great-grandchildren for my parents anyway, my grandchildren, my sister's grandchildren as well. A couple of boys in there, three in fact, and one girl. So we have four generations coming in. I think that's the thing about Christmas for me. It's about how time passes and how everything changes, and then we get together on one day of the year, and yes, people have gotten older, yes, there are more members of the extended family, and sometimes eventually some have left, but the rituals, the food we eat, the people we invite stays the same, and there's something wonderful about that. So I hope your Christmas Day has that kind of wonder to it, and not too many fights. Enjoy a few glasses of wine. At our age, we're entitled. And eat as much as you bloody well like. Merry Christmas.
The Last Post magazine and radio show, proudly sponsored by the National Breast Cancer Foundation and Hanson Youngkin, pushing the boundaries of construction. Driven by challenge, built with pride. Hanson Youngkin.
Merry Christmas from across the ditch. Napier Hawke's Bay, to be precise. Kia ora to everyone. I want to give a big thanks to Greg for supporting my writing during these past few years. It's not always an easy thing getting poems published, and it's always a major buzz to see one of my poems presented with a beautiful image selected by graphic designer Kirsty Wiley. and to know that readers and subscribers in Aussie and around the world will read it. Frankly, it's an honour to share pages with people who have contributed so much to society and culture over many years, including wartime. I'm often humbled by the stories and articles that Greg has put together. The Last Post rocks. Happy New Year to everyone. Do we live in interesting times? You bet we do. I'd like to share a short poem with you called The Journey. If you've been around long enough, you know about those unseen waiting road spikes on the blacktop. The symptoms might be killing some fags, too much coffee, or just a belly full of nerves, because you know that things which could change your existence are germinating quietly. You can think about off-ramps, U-turns, but it don't matter. Whether you like it or not, you're about to move into a new era.
The Last Post Radio Show on Captivate, Apple and Spotify.
Christmas is a joyful time for many, but not everyone. This Christmas, the V Center is home for many veterans who know what it is to be homeless. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish them a very happy Christmas and a new year full of hope and promise. And as we work to support this and the future veterans, I hope a fruitful year for all of us. Happy Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hello, this is Monique March, and I just wanted to wish everyone a fabulous time over the silly season, and I hope 2024 has been quite good to you, and may 2025 be even better, like a lot better, and just filled with happiness, healthy lifestyle, a bit of fun along the way, of course. And I'm in India at the moment, and I love to travel. And I'll be doing a section on India in the next magazine, so look out for it. And it's been a wonderful trip so far in India, about a third of the way through it, and look forward to many more travels. Anyway, have a great time over the silly season and for next year, and I'm looking forward to travelling a lot more. And my little piece is called Meandering Mon. That's basically what I do.
Well, that just about wraps it up. It's been a wonderful three episodes of the Last Post Radio Show Christmas special. And thanks to all those that have taken the time to send those messages through to our listeners. It means a lot to them. It means a lot to me and the podcast also. So thanks once again. It's been a great experience. And what a better way to go out than with good friend Kerry McInerney.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows if you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. With the little tin horns and little toy drums, Rudy toot toots and Rummy tum tums, Santa Claus is coming to town.
to town. And curly head dolls that toddle and coo, elephant bits and kitty cars too. Santa Claus is coming to town. The kids and girls in Boyland will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toyland all around the Christmas tree. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm a-telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.